Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of the VLA podcast. My name is Nathan Flinchum. I'm the Virginia Room librarian at the Roanoke Public Libraries. And usually I let everybody introduce themselves, but we have a bunch of people on the call today. So I'm going to introduce everybody as we go along. First off, I'll introduce my co-host, Rebecca Kate Miller from Virginia Tech. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, everybody.
We've got Lisa Varga, Executive Director of the Virginia Library Association. Excellent title, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Yes. Hi, everybody.
And we have Samantha Thomason, who is at Central Rappahannock. And what's your exact title again, Sam?
I am a web developer.
Web developer. Very good. Very good. So we are all here today, and we're going to talk about the VLA annual conference for 2012. You may have caught our first episode where we broke down some of the things that we were interested in or that we thought would be neat. And now we're going to sort of recap, talk about some of the higher level issues around the conference, you know, what worked well and all that sort of thing. And then we'll dig into some of the specifics too. But I think maybe we'll start this morning with Lisa and just have her tell us a little bit about the conference from her perspective as someone very involved with the organization and the minute-to-minute running of it, it seemed.
Sure. Well, thank you, Nathan. And if any of you have questions while I'm chatting, please let me know. I want to thank everyone who attended the VLA conference. We know it's hard to get time off of work in these tight budget times, and taking time out of your schedule to come is really valuable to you. We'll note that we had the highest attendance this year than we've had in about 4 or 5 years. There were 663 attendees at our conference last week in Williamsburg. Wow. We'd really like to thank those folks who've already taken the time to complete our online survey, because that feedback helps us to shape the conferences of the future. The survey responses got me thinking that some folks might appreciate an explanation on a couple of items. We've gotten a lot of requests to hold the VLA conference in different locations throughout Virginia, and I want people to know that we've tried. We have gotten pricing options from many hotels, conference centers, convention centers in the Commonwealth in the last year or two, and VLA's decision will always come down to money. That main question overriding us all the time is, how much will it end up costing our members to attend this conference? Right now, we're looking at two alternate locations for the 2014 conference. But there's a lot to keep in mind. We like to keep all the conference rooms and the sleeping rooms in the same hotel. There are not a lot of facilities in Virginia that can accommodate a group our size. This year, we had the opportunity to try something different when the U.S. military took 200 of the sleeping rooms from the Williamsburg Hotel and Conference Center, and we had some people staying at other local hotels. I don't know, Sam, Rebecca, and Nathan, if you heard from other folks who stayed at the Courtyard by Marriott or other places.
People seem to like the Courtyard. I mean, there was a shuttle service that was going back and forth that I think helped a lot, and they weren't terribly far away either. So
several people told me that they were walking back and forth because it was such nice weather, so I don't really think it was much of an issue.
We really did get very lucky with the weather, considering what came at our way a couple of days later. We really would like to be able to keep us all under one roof, especially based on some of the feedback that we heard through the survey. People really enjoy the flexibility, even though it was a short walk and it happened to be nice weather. We're doing our best to get us to the western part of the state, but we just don't want to raise the cost of attendance that dramatically. You know, we've done some research, and as an executive director of a state association, I am on a couple of ALA committees with other executive directors, and so I know a lot about the costs of the other conferences. And honestly, some of the prices are staggering. For instance, the Charleston conference in South Carolina costs $410 if you are an early bird registrant.
Wow.
Indiana is $240 and charges $20 for their box lunch. New York costs $288 and Michigan is $420.
Wow.
So, yeah, and if you've ever been to any of the you know, computers and libraries or anything like that, which computers and libraries is not a gigantic conference, even though it's technically, you know, a national conference. That's $500 or more just for the registration, you know, and then all the ancillary stuff as well. And our conference, pretty much everything is in the conference itself. You know, there are options for other things, but you're not doing... There's not a lot of extra payments that you're putting in for different events.
Mm-hmm. I think VLA is a great value compared to some of the other conferences that I've been to. And as Lisa was saying, I mean, the Charleston, that's incredibly high.
Well, and I know that I can't necessarily make a direct comparison. You're looking at different populations. You're looking at all kinds of different factors that if I kept going on about what I researched would probably make a lot of you fall asleep. But we really do pride ourselves on doing the most research and the best research to keep the cost for our attendees low. And that being said, I've got to admit, I'm going to come clean here. One of the main reasons we're in September next year is that as a newbie to my position, I spent a lot of time last year looking at alternate locations, and another group snapped up October in Williamsburg before we were able to get back to them. I know it's a really hectic time of year, September, especially for our academic librarians, and I really apologize for that. We will be going back to October for 2014.
Gotcha. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that works out. You know, I think for every library is a little bit different. I mean, of course, yeah, academics are going to deal with it a little more maybe than publics, but one nice thing about Williamsburg is that you do have a lot of people within a day's drive. So even if they can't make the whole conference, they might be able to make a day. And that, I think, probably helps with your parking and your rooms and other stuff like that.
But that's our hope.
Yeah. Well, great. So, Lisa, what was your... I know you've seen a lot of things from surveys, and you were... around everywhere, it seemed, when I turned around at the conference. What were your impressions? Did you feel like that it was successful? People were happy with it?
Yeah, I think we always have room for improvement, and the responses on the survey give me a lot of things to think about and approach the 2013 committee with. This was our first year back in Williamsburg. The hotel had changed ownership since the last time we were there, and they are in the middle of a transition. There'll be a double tree by the time we get back next year.
Oh.
We also, you know, we had one of those moments with this hotel where that pipe burst 3 days before our conference began. And as people who work in libraries, we are used to improvising and sudden things happening to our buildings. So we can sympathize with the staff of the hotel, but it certainly made things a little more complicated when we lost one of our rooms that we were supposed to be having all of our sessions in and had to redirect people.
Yeah, well, I can understand that would be a problem. I will have to say, I mean, we did use that hotel in the past, and as a geeky technology guy, I have to say the Wi-Fi was much improved, so I was happy with that. In the past, it was sort of like you'd descend into the meeting rooms and you were in a black hole, and... Now it's much better, so I was pleased with that. It made a lot of the presentations run smoother, too, I think.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Nathan, because based on the survey responses, it didn't sound as though it went that well for everyone. So we're working with the hotel on that as well.
So next year, a technical support booth for people who can't figure out how to log into their Wi-Fi. Okay.
Oh, no. No. It wasn't the people who couldn't figure out how to log in. I think, you know, there were so many of us, and the exhibitors were also on Wi-Fi, that we may have drained their service level just a bit.
And hopefully it's not. I've been to conferences, mostly technology conferences, where people decide that they want to, you know, play World of Warcraft on the hotel Wi-Fi or download movies or something. It's like, just hold off, you know, just etiquette-wise, hold off. We'll deal with that.
I assure you we were not streaming Netflix at the information desk.
Oh, now we see. Okay. Well, so, Sam, I know this was your first VLA conference.
Yeah, technically, I think about maybe 8 years ago, I presented and caught a few sessions, but this was the first time I had the chance to attend the whole conference and to stay overnight, and so, yeah.
Sort of have the full conference experience.
Yeah.
So what were your impressions? I know you've been to some of the other sort of bigger, you know, mm-hmm. nationals and stuff like that.
Well, generally, yeah, the kinds of things that I've been to are a lot of the things in D.C., like computers and libraries. DrupalCon was there 1 year, and we got to catch that. I had a blast at VLA. I think that, and largely in part to the new members roundtable track. But yeah, it was great. Yeah, I did a lot of. I was kind of selfish with this conference. I did the things that I wanted to do instead of strictly picking sessions because I taking them back to work. So. I mean, the Deli Crawl was a great way to start things. That was really fun, and I think really, I met you guys there, you, Nathan and Rebecca. Then the next day, the forum lunch was great. It was a great overview of what VLA is doing, the professional networking session, and then I hit the resume review on Friday. And all of these things just, I think, are... Even though I've been in my position for 13 years, I've been a little bit of a latecomer as far as professional networking, and it was a great introduction, and it just really made me feel comfortable, and made me want to get more involved with VLA.
Oh, Sam, you're just buttering me up now.
Not true.
Well, and I think, the new member roundtable was something that was mentioned a lot at the conference, because did I hear something about a presidential citation? Amongst other things?
Yes.
Yes.
I saw that.
I can read the full text if you'd like.
No, we don't need to do that. I mean, it was really... Megan and I were both... We were happy to be recognized, but, I mean, we, of course, didn't set out to do that sort of thing. We wanted to get the new members group revitalized because there are a lot of new librarians and library students in the state, and we wanted to make sure there was a place for them, for us, because we are also new librarians. So I'm so glad, Sam, to hear you say that you got a lot out of what we did, because that was the whole point. So yeah, definitely get more involved, and we will make use of you and others like you in the future. Well, that sounded creepy, but I didn't want to.
No, I'm up for it.
No, and I think it's important to note too that when we're talking about new members, it doesn't necessarily mean people who are new to libraries, right? Because Sam is not new to libraries, but she is new to VLA, and I will make a confession on the podcast that this is the first year that I am actually a VLA member, or I will be shortly. And
have you still not joined?
Hush, I will do so, I promise.
I'm going to publicly shame you right now.
On the next episode, I will be a member. But
you can text me your credit card number right now. By the end of this podcast, you will be a member.
Maybe I'll go through the secure website. I'm just saying.
Can I interrupt just for a second? Yeah, Rebecca, please do not play down the impact NMRT has had not only on attendance at conferences and people's enthusiasm, because we ran an average of about 60 or 70 new members a year before NMRT got kicked into high gear. And according to my records right now, we've got 190 new members between 2012 and 2013.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, Virginia is just, it seems like such a fertile state right now for things going on in the library world. I'm so glad that VLA is being able to really leverage that and welcome all of these new enthusiastic people into the association. So that's amazing. I'm really happy to hear that.
Well,
and I think there are great things to be had in the future. Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say, we were having a discussion before Lisa came on and before we started recording, sort of about how in the academic world, there is a push to present and to publish, that's related to your job. Whereas in the public sphere, there isn't always that motivation to get out and get involved quite as much. Mm-hmm. And so I think having a strong professional organization in your state is a real motivator for some people to really start to connect.
I think that's absolutely true. Yeah.
And because it's a smaller conference and it's a smaller association, I feel like you do have that much more of an opportunity to meet people and really make meaningful connections, not just trade business cards. And that's what I've always enjoyed about VLA, just the ability to do that and really meet people that I'm going to continue relationships with, like you, Nathan and Sam.
Well, and they do provide some sort of potential tangible benefit to even to your institution.
Yeah.
I mean, because Rebecca, you've come to Roanoke Public Libraries and done presentations for us, and I've gone to other libraries around the state and done stuff to help out other libraries. And so I think that collaboration doesn't have to just end at the organization, but I think it's a great starting point for that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I really agree. And if I could just interject two things. Nathan, you pointed out that the new members roundtable, that it's not just for brand new, you know, people in a job or brand new librarians, but new members of VLA. And I think that that's a really important distinction. And I remember hearing questions in the sessions about, well, how long are you new? And I think people were concerned that that's a fleeting moment where they can only be newbies for a little while. And I think it's good to reiterate that. And I think people like that. They like that this is something that they can be new for a while. And then the other thing about the VLA and sort of the immediate benefits, again, compared to some of the larger conferences, which are also useful, that was one of the striking differences to me. I just felt like I was able to make some immediate connections and come back to my library and think about ways to collaborate, things to do next year. It just seemed a lot more tangible than some of the larger national conferences.
Right. And Lisa, I don't want to speak for you as, you know, executive director here, but as far as people who are in the new member roundtable who are interested in doing something even when they don't feel like they're a new member anymore, I think there's certainly lots of other opportunities to serve. And I mean, I was talking to Rebecca about that at the conference itself. Like, what do I do next? Or what do I do in addition to this? Or you know, to sort of continue to work within the organization?
Well, I have an interesting perspective because I volunteered for VLA for a number of years before I got my current position. And I really went to my first VLA council meeting as chair of an ad hoc committee, not really understanding a lot of what was going on or what my role was in the larger picture. And I'm going to just raise my geek flag here and say that I read the VLA manual. I read the parts of the manual that were pertinent to my committee, and then I caught wind of what other committees did, and I got really interested in the idea that as a VLA member, I could have a local impact on our statewide library association. And I started getting involved with a lot of other committees, and that helped me understand quite a bit when I came into this position about how VLA is structured. And just like in your libraries, sometimes you feel very separated between departments. Sometimes circulation feels separated from reference, feels separated from tech services, all of those different things. VLA committees can feel that way too sometimes, especially because we have the geographic boundary as well, keeping us from seeing each other and chatting together. But I've come to find that it is a great collaborative effort and a way to learn about what's happening at other institutions and not feel so much like you are in a bubble.
I think that's a really good point. And if librarians are interested in one thing, it's stealing from others. We really like borrowing or appropriating or whatever term you want to use. So, and you know, just being around other people that care about the things that you care about and understand the things that you're talking about can be really, really useful. I know a lot of people who feel that the conferences are a really great time to sort of relax a little bit and sort of recharge, and that's a nice thing too. So that there's a lot going on, and I think, you know, involvement in an organization like this can be boosted by doing some research, as you say, and also hopefully there'll be opportunities for people to be more involved, even if they don't feel geographically close. I mean, as we're doing a podcast here, anyone can listen to this.
Exactly.
And there's also
from one another.
Yeah. And there's lots of opportunities to hopefully more as we go along, opportunities to participate, even if you're not coming to a conference or serving on a committee or what have you. There's lots of opportunities already, but those are the kinds of things that are out there for people.
And if you're hearing this podcast and you want to get involved with VLA but don't know how to start, please email me, call me. I will chat with you about your interests and your skills, and we will find you a group of folks and get you started with committee work right away.
That sounds great. And we'll put Lisa's contact information in the show notes, including her number, so that if you want to text her any information, you can do so. Maybe not. Maybe just her email, but we'll see. Okay, so maybe let's talk about specifics from the conference that we enjoyed or that we were pleasantly surprised by or that just we want to talk about. Does anybody have one right off the top that they want
to? Yeah, there's one thing I definitely want to mention because I've really enjoyed looking through the pictures on the Facebook page, but the social and the photo booth at the social, so much fun.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about the value of VLA, it's awesome that you don't have to pay to go to the social and you get a free drink with your registration. But everyone was having such a good time, and I've had so much fun this week back at work looking through the photo booth pictures on Facebook. They're so silly. They're so much fun.
Yeah, that was great.
So yes, the socials were definitely fun. We talked about the keynotes in our previous podcast, and I think that they really did live up to their to the hype that we gave them. I really enjoyed Nancy Dowd's keynote. I thought that she brought up a lot of good points when it comes to marketing in libraries, which I think she always does, but it was nice to sit with some of the folks from my library, and it really did spark discussion about how we do our marketing and are we reaching the people we want to reach. So it was not just a talk that made you kind of happy that you heard it, but it did seem to spawn some additional discussion as well.
Yeah, it was definitely very inspiring, but like you, I got a lot of really practical ideas from it. And a lot of times those two pieces aren't always there in an inspiring discussion, the thing that makes you feel good and the thing that you can actually go out and do. But yeah, like you, I totally got that out of the keynote, and it was great. She was just a great, great speaker.
Well, and one of the interesting things out of it, and this is probably a whole other topic for a show at some point, but there's this interesting, she was talking about travels that she took to China, and one of the things that didn't really get addressed was that there's very much a sense of mystery in the area and that she was talking about and the people that she met and all of that, and I wonder if there's a way to sort of infuse that feeling of curiosity, or not mysteriousness, that's not the right word, but sort of uniqueness to libraries that will make people interested in coming in. So that was one thing we talked about amongst my folks a little bit, is number one, how do we target people who don't use us? And number two, how do we sort of give the libraries this feeling that makes people want to just come in and explore rather than come in for something specific? So that was an interesting discussion.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way, but that is very interesting. You should write an article about it for Virginia Libraries.
Oh, she's always recruiting. So let's see. Anyone else have some specifics that they liked, in particular talks or?
I wish I got to see the talks.
Oh.
I
didn't.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the tracks in the new members roundtable track, the forum lunch, the professional networking, the resume review, those were all great. And I think that, I don't know the ins and outs of conference planning, but I would advocate for having a new members roundtable track every year. I think that, even for people who aren't so new, I thought there was a lot there, and just really great quality programs, and it was great.
Well, thanks, Samantha. And I'm really hoping there will be NMRT conference tracks and events in the future. We actually have someone who's part of the NMRT Forum executive board now, who is, her entire job is conference directing for new members. It's actually someone I work with here at Virginia Tech, Tracy Hall. So if you have any ideas for what you want to see in the future, pass them along, because new members will definitely be taken care of in the conferences.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. I remember Tracy from the deli crawl.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you do.
She'll be great.
Well, and I think the variety of programming in general, not picking out specific ones necessarily, but I thought there was a variety of programming this year that I know is something that's sort of hard to cultivate just in conversations with different people, you know, sort of getting people out there to talk about the issues that they're interested in or the subjects that they specialize in can be tough sometimes. But I think there were some different representations. And one of the things when I started going to VLA, there didn't seem to be quite as much youth services involvement, but this year there were a ton of youth services programs, and they were really varied and neat and interesting. I didn't get to go to any of them, but I wish I had, because I saw people leaving with plates of food and, you know, all sorts of other fun stuff.
They did a great job organizing before we even got to the time where people were able to propose concurrent sessions. Youth services was really... they thought everything out and planned it really well in terms of what they submitted session proposals for and what they wanted to represent about what's happening in youth services and libraries.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's terrific. Well, I guess we should mention, you know, that this conference is not the only conference that VLA does each year.
That's true.
Usually we also have the paraprofessional conference. That usually is around May. I don't recall the dates for this coming year, but...
Well, if you were a member, Nathan, you would know. It will be at the Holiday Inn Coger Center in Richmond, May 21 to 23.
I'm so ashamed. Yes, and I have presented at the Paraprofessional Conference before a couple years, I think, and... it's a really great opportunity for people who might, again, be getting started in the field or who may not. I don't know. It feels a little more intimate in a good way. It feels like you really do get to know everybody that's there. And all the sessions that I've done there have been really hands-on, and everybody in the audience is really enthusiastic about getting into things and trying things out. And so that's a great one. If maybe the annual conference was something that you couldn't make, or you are a paraprofessional or have paraprofessionals who'd be interested in participating. I know that one of the comments that I got on my presentation this year specifically said, you should come to the paraprofessional conference and present, which means, I think, that was filled out by the person, by the organizer who had been after me.
It probably was. And guess what? I just gave you last year's dates for VLAPF.
Oh.
It's actually May 19 to 21.
Well, they would have overlapped one day at least. That's good. No, so the 19th through the 21st. And we'll have links to all this, or if you go to vla.org, all the information's there. And so for those who missed the opportunity to come to the annual conference this year, consider the paraprofessional or the annual next year. I think it really is, as we point out, not just a deal compared to a lot of the other places, but really an opportunity to get to know your fellow librarians in the area. And I hope that this podcast will start to be a vehicle for that as well. You'll notice we have a few people on today and we didn't run over each other or get particularly silly. If you're interested in being on the show at some point, we'll try to broadcast our topics maybe ahead of time. And if it's something you're interested in, let us know and we'll be happy to have you on and discuss whatever topics we're going on about that month.
Can I jump in for a few seconds and talk about something that we got a lot of really positive feedback on that we tried for the first time this year?
Let's do it.
Go for it.
Based on feedback from last year's survey, we started Exhibitor Bingo this year. The idea was to get our folks to stop and chat with our exhibitors and get a stamp on their bingo card, and those who completed the card were able to win or enter a raffle to win a $100 Amazon.com gift card. Did anyone get to play it? Sam, Rebecca, Nathan?
I did not, but I want to next year.
You will next year.
I spent a lot of time at the New Members Roundtable booth, so I signed off on a lot of the bingo cards. But I didn't get to play myself, which kind of made me sad. But a lot of people seemed very into it. So,
well, we are going to be bringing that back next year. And I guess I just have to give... Connie Gilman and I were chatting about the exhibit hall, saying that when we first started coming to VLA... we were very nervous about going through the exhibit hall. We weren't decision makers. We thought we'd be wasting the time of the exhibitors, and so we would just put our heads down and make our way back to registration. And as time has gone on, both of us have loosened up and started to chat with these folks. And a lot of them do a lot of traveling. They're staying in unfamiliar places. And they really seem to love coming to conferences and meeting people face to face, even if you're not a decision maker in your library. One of the things that Connie said to me while we were at the conference that I really wish I had thought someone had said to me years ago was, you may not make decisions right now, but your goal in coming to VLA and participating in a lot of these continuing education opportunities is that one day you will be a decision maker. And so make contact with those exhibitors now. Learn a little bit about them so that when someone comes to you in your brand new leadership role and says, we need to make a decision about XYZ by the end of this week, you already have some contacts. You already have some people you can go to start making some decisions.
Yeah, and I think that even if you're not, again, even if you're not in that decision-making realm, or if you are, but you're not thinking about those particular folks, sometimes just getting ideas and understanding a field or understanding an area, you know, what's available is important so that down the road, if it's something you decide to do, you're ready and informed. I think that that is very important as you're going through the exhibit hall. I have to say, too, as far as that sort of thing goes, I heard a lot of good things about the baskets this year. You know, we yes. do drawings for these different baskets and other items, and I seem to recall some very pleased people leaving with their baskets. They were very happy about that.
And I don't want to let a cat out of the bag because I don't have exact numbers, but I believe that the scholarship committee reached and may have exceeded their fundraising goal this year.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's great.
Wow. And of course, we did have, you know, scholarship folks, including some folks that participated with new member roundtable activities and things like that. So it was great to see folks who maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to come otherwise, who can come as part of that whole scholarship.
Yeah, I actually got to jump in. My college roommate at VLA was one of the scholarship recipients, and so, you know, that was wonderful to be able to be with her. And she probably would not have been able to go if she hadn't been able to get a night free with the scholarship. So that was a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, so that's Claire Covington, and she's that's at right. Augusta County.
Right.
Correct. And we also had Zoe Dellinger of Shenandoah County.
That's terrific. Terrific. Well, Lisa, Rebecca, Sam, thank you all for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
For anybody who's interested in more information about the Virginia Library Association or see things from the conference, go to VLA.org or check out Virginia Library Association on Facebook. As Rebecca mentioned, there are some of the pictures from the social up there, so you can check it out there. I apologize for always looking like a serial killer if you see any of my pictures. I don't know why. The camera turns on, and for some reason I stare at it like I'm about to rush it, and just, I don't know. Anyway.
Speaking of photos, we're going to be able to post all the conference photos on Flickr as soon as we get them back from our photographer, so be on the lookout for an email from me about that.
Oh, that'll be terrific.
Great.
All right, everyone. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you about a brand new topic next month.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.